Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5
QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, today is the last day. You got to get on this. 7:30, get these Blake tickets and qualify for this backstage VIP, which is going on tomorrow night.
It's already Thursday. I can't believe it's already Thursday, and this is our last day.
All right, so this is it. 7:30, you're listening for the Blake song. Get yourself ready. If you're at work, you can't do it, call a friend to do it. You're going to hit record when you hear the Blake song at 7:30, and just do something fun. Just do something that you think would get people's attention, and the winner today wins tickets. Somebody going to get a little backstage performance tomorrow night from Blake Shelton at Amalie Arena.
This is your last chance. So my suggestion would be to head over to the Mark and Melanie Facebook page, look at the winners from the rest of the week, because we've been picking a winner that's qualifying for the grand prize every single day. So I'd go on there, see what people have done. I mean, there's some good singers, there's some bad singers. Some people just put some filters on. Do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, do your own thing. Don't copy somebody else, but do your own thing. But you can get ideas of what have won, what the people that have won this past week.
Yeah, because they're pretty impressive.
The lady yesterday was off the charts. She's probably still sleeping because she was doing shots at home. So
I don't know that I recommend that exactly, especially before work, but
I don't think she went to work yesterday.
I don't think so either.
I don't think she did. That's only at 7:30. You hear that Blake song, 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. So I don't know, it's a Florida thing where people, if you don't want something, you throw it on your front yard or your driveway and it just disappears. There's people out there that just come get it. It's like creatures of the night. They just come and they take whatever it is and the thing disappears.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think that this was a Florida thing, but I guess it could be because I grew up here and we've always done this.
Well, I haven't seen it anywhere else, and I think it's a Florida thing just because the weather, you can just, someone will always be outside walking around. They'll be like, oh, look, a toaster, and they'll grab it, or a bed, or somebody's guinea pig they don't want. I'll take it, you know? Well, this house in my neighborhood, they went next level with what they've thrown in their driveway and yard. So I have some ideas of how we're going to handle this, and I just posted the pictures on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. I've never seen anything like this. Like, it literally,
so much stuff.
It looks like just a dump. I'll tell you the story next on QYK. Tampa Bay's morning crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. So I posted the picture, it's on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page, of this house in the front of my neighborhood. This is crazy. I thought it was a joke at first. I got home a couple of days ago, and it's like there's like six sheriffs are there.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know what's going on. So I guess there was some kind of an eviction going on. So I don't like know what happened.
Oh, I've never actually seen anyone get evicted before.
It was weird. It's just like because the people were out there, and the police were going in and out of the house. So anyway, the people are gone, and then the next day, all of this stuff, like the whole house, the contents of the house, all the furniture and everything, winds up on the front yard and the street right in front of it. And he's like, I laugh. I every time I drive by it, though, I get depressed. Like, because it's like, I live here. Like, this is just depressing.
Yeah, it's your neighborhood.
Yeah, it's your neighborhood. It's like it's the first thing you see in the morning, and then it's the last thing you see before you get home. And even all the neighborhood kids are talking about it now. They're going, man, what is going on? And I'm like, oh, this is a bummer.
It looks like a crazy episode of Hoarders where there's just stuff everywhere.
It does. You know what it looks like? It looks like the person in the show Hoarders died, and they threw everything out, like on the front yard.
Oh.
So I posted a picture. I already get some comments, and people are talking about call code enforcement, and somebody wrote, it looks like most of it's junk. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, there were four huge TVs out there, and it was the morning of all that rain we had this week.
Oh, no. So even if they did work, obviously they don't anymore.
Yeah, it's not going to work. So I had this idea, and I told a couple of my buddies in the neighborhood. I said, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go make some signs on Friday, and I'm going to write yard sale, big signs. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to write everything's free.
Right.
And then just put the address. Because I think people will be like, a yard sale, well, everything's free. If you drive down there, you'll find something you want. You'll just take it. And one of those
Does anybody want anything in that yard, though? That's the thing when people put their crap by the end of the curb. It always annoys me because if it's a recliner, it's not raining out, it's something actually that's not all torn and nasty, then yeah, someone will take it. But if it's actual junk, it's just going to sit there.
I feel like there's one guy, and it's always him and his buddy, and they're in a truck with a trailer, and they're like, yeah, we'll take it. You never know.
Totally, yeah. Like, well, the trash pickers, they'll they make money off of it.
Right. And so I'm thinking maybe there's a chance if I create a fake yard sale and have people show up. And then I was like, well, maybe we can clean some of it up and stack it real nice, you know, and then maybe we sell it. We sell some of the
maybe
stuff.
Maybe it's all in how you stack it, I guess.
Yeah, it's like how you stack and how you. And then I was telling my one buddy, well, like, then let's set up and like sell hot dogs and beer. And then, you know what
there
I mean?
You go. Well, then you can make some money, donate it to charity.
But we tell, or if you buy, if you take like 10 things, you get a free 6-pack of beer.
Like, oh, that's nice.
You incentivize it, right?
Yeah. Just to get rid of the stuff.
Just,
right now, it's bringing down your property value your neighborhood.
Here's what's crazy. There's a house, 3 houses down that's for sale. And they're having open houses and stuff. Can you imagine, like, if you're the real estate agent or the owner and you drive by and you have to see this every day?
I would be, they're the ones who should be giving out free beers and hot dogs trying to get rid of all the crap.
Yeah, I don't know. So we got to come up with a way to get this done. 800-992-1099. What you've had to do in the past to get stuff out of your neighbor's yard or just stuff that you saw, you're like, I can't believe they dumped that. Like these huge 4 flat screens. These were minimum 60-inch flat screens, minimum. Like just
wonder they didn't have money to pay their rent. They've been buying flat screens
the whole time. So call us now, send us a text and see the pictures on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. Give us your ideas too. Tampa Bay's morning crew. That's new Thomas Rhett, Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. So, we're talking about like the craziest things you've seen in your neighbor's front yard.
Yeah.
And, I have to admit, there was one of my neighbors, I think, was moving a few months ago, and there was this tiki bar. I love tiki bars. Like,
I mean, who doesn't?
I know.
I've never been like, this tiki bar looks
tiki bar
boring.
Sucks. I hate tiki bars.
Gosh, something about the little umbrellas and the drinks just really sucks.
I just like the freedom of, like, a tiki bar. It's like, it makes me feel good.
I like when they have the specialty glasses. I am a sucker for those. I don't care the upcharge. The second I get there, Brian knows. He goes, oh, man, did you see the little, like, head that you can get your drink in? Well, she's ordering it.
Well, so I didn't get it. I went and checked it out, but it was really kind of beat up. But my neighbors, it's what they've done now and what's on their front yard is really embarrassing and the neighborhood's really mad. You can see the pictures on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. So, you know, have you ever seen something like this? What do you do to get like this junk out? A lot of people are writing comments on the Facebook page. So we'll go through those in a minute. But I want to get to Erica who called. What's up, Erica?
I heard you guys talking about people picking stuff up off the side of the street, and I've actually been doing that for years and years.
Are you a flipper?
I'm sorry?
Are you a flipper? Like, do you turn around and flip it on, like, Facebook Marketplace?
No, I actually take it up to the swap shop at the Silver Moon Drive-In here in Lakeland.
Oh, wow. So what is the biggest find you've had that you've made the most money off of?
This entertainment center that I found, and it looked like it had, like, some sort of bamboo on the side of it, kind of.
Uh-huh.
And I painted it all 2-tone, different colors. And I sold that. Piece. I think it was sold for like $300.
Nice.
So it costs you nothing. You get $300. Now is this like your? Have you turned this into a job?
I did actually turn it into a job for years. I was a stay-at-home mom for about 2 years, and my ex-husband was not exactly the nicest person, so I had to make my own money, and that's what I did. I also had contractors that would call me whenever they did evictions and foreclosures and the cleanouts and everything.
I got a gold mine for you if you want to go check it out.
I heard about that too. I'm actually kind of interested, to be honest.
Well, honestly, it's like the stuff's been rained on and it's already, I think the good stuff has been picked through, like the TVs are gone and stuff. But if you go to their Facebook page, you can see what's still out there. So if you see something, you're like, you're welcome to come and pick it up.
Awesome. That sounds great. Thank you.
Thanks, Erica. You can tell Erica, like, she's a hustler.
Yeah.
I was, like, joking. Like, I got a gold mine for you. And she's like, I'm actually pretty interested.
She's like, okay, I got my pencil. What's the address?
Yeah, I'm actually interested to go see what's going on. So go to the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. And, Erica, if you see something you like, message me and I'll grab it for you.
Pictures are insane.
It is so bad. And you know, when the kids in the neighborhood are going like, this is embarrassing, like it's embarrassing. Like the kids are embarrassed.
When you can set up a full living room in the front yard and everyone can just hang out, I mean, there's a problem.
You know, one of my neighbors said yesterday, we should sit out there and eat dinner one night.
You could.
Just to make a joke out of it. Like this person, like set up the whole house in the front yard and then just, you know, Oh, my gosh. It is embarrassing. So I think I'm going to hold the fake yard sale. I'm going to put signs up Friday. Yard sale number. Everything's free. Saturday at 9 a.m.
I like it.
And let people come in and see what's up. Check the pictures
out. You'll see Erica there.
The Mark and Melanie. Yeah, unless Erica goes and wipes us out first, which is fine with me.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QYK. All right, on the way. Just about 22 minutes.
This is it.
The final shot. Who's going to go and hang out?
Final countdown.
All right.
Well, I got to let people know this is serious. This is it. It is your final chance.
You got to sing it again.
It's the final countdown.
And that countdown is at 21 minutes now. And it's Blake Shelton. Chance for you to go backstage, get a little VIP. Dude, that's the best way to kick off your weekend tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you get up Saturday morning, be like, what'd you do? Like, Blake sung to me a little private performance. No big deal. Blake Shelton, private performance.
Think of all the people on the plaza that are just hanging out, having a good time, but you're actually already inside the arena hanging out with Blake Shelton.
Yeah, and they get to watch on their phones what you're experiencing with this private performance. So cool. So we're playing a Blake song at 7:30, okay? When the Blake song plays, you want to grab your phone and you want to record a video. Now, you can be as creative as you want. Like, you can sing along with it. We had the lady who actually won yesterday, won the tickets and is qualified for this. She set up a whole bar and started taking shots and slamming beers.
She was wearing a gown.
She actually couldn't go to work because she drank so much for the video.
She couldn't even call us back because she was so drunk. She called us. She was still...
She called. We couldn't understand what she was saying, but we worked it out. She didn't drive. That was good. So 7:30, get a video of yourself and the song playing live on 99.5 QIK. Post it on your Facebook page and just tag 99.5 QIK so we can see it, so we can find it.
Yes.
And then you're definitely going to get tickets to the show tomorrow, and you'll be qualified. You'll be one of the four qualified for that backstage VIP from Blake.
Yeah, so one winner today gets tickets, and it could be you.
What a great chance. I mean, one out of four to win this backstage VIP.
Yeah, for real.
Really cool. All right, so 7:30, that's on the way. 7:30, just about 20 minutes away. Now, if you can't do it, call a friend or something, or tell your boss things are about to get wild at 7:30.
It's the final countdown.
And that too, right there.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, so the world has a new young billionaire.
The world's youngest.
Yeah, move over, Zuckerberg. Kylie Jenner is now owning that title. She is the world's youngest billionaire. Is she 23?
She's 21. Mark Zuckerberg previously held the title. He was 23 years old. Kylie is just 21.
Soon we're going to have billionaires. Kids are going to be like in high school. Like in the next 10 years, you're going to have billionaire. They're going to have kids in high school that don't even need to be in high school because they're like, I'm already a billionaire. Why am I going to school?
I can't fathom having this amount of money and being 21. It's just crazy.
So here's the big dilemma, which I got to tell you, I don't get. I know a lot of people, when you hear Jenner, you like, you're a Kardashian, you just, you know, you roll your eyes and everything. A lot of people are saying it doesn't count because she was born into the money. But I'm thinking to myself, the woman hustles. I mean, she hustles.
Yeah, I mean, people aren't debating whether or not she's a billionaire, but it's that Forbes, they released this list yet again. Last year, it was a big controversy, too, because she was dubbed a self-made millionaire or billionaire, and now they posted the annual list yet again. Oprah Winfrey, Mark Zuckerberg, all of those people are on there, and Kylie is on it again, and not just that, but now she's the youngest self-made billionaire, and people are having a real issue with that title.
I don't know. It's funny. Like, nobody's ever happy, so she's
that's true.
She's a billionaire, and people are like, well, it's not fair because she was born into the money and born into the opportunity. I'm like, yeah, but she didn't screw it up, because then you see people that are like, man, they were given everything and they screwed it up. Like, she didn't screw it up. Like,
right.
She didn't screw it up. Like, that should count for something.
But do you think she's self-made is the question?
Yeah, because she took it to a next level.
Yeah, but did she or did everybody that works for that whole Kardashian group?
Why am I defending Kylie Jenner? Like, I didn't get up this morning to defend Kylie. Like,
I just can see both sides. Like, I think of those people who really just came from absolutely nothing.
She did what
are self-made.
She did what her sisters and her mom couldn't do. Right.
Right. That is true. Now she's wealthier.
Yeah,
she is the wealthiest one out of all.
That's
of them.
Crazy. That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
Remember she was like, remember when that show first came out?
Back I think I watched the like first. She had like no lips and now she. Yeah.
Right. She was like a little kid, like a little kid.
I remember.
Kevin, are you a fan?
Of her?
Yeah.
Of the show?
Yeah.
No.
Do you think she's self-made?
I do not.
Man. And Melanie, do you think she's self-made?
Here's my reasoning. So when you mentioned Mark Zuckerberg, she dethroned him. But if you look back at Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, right, they're all self-made billionaires.
That's not true.
How is that not
true? Zuckerberg stole that idea from those twins, those Winklevoss twins. Remember that?
No, I do not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did watch that in that social media movie.
He stole it.
Social network.
And he had to pay them for that. And they still get paid on Facebook.
Right, but so they...
He's a thief.
But they started from nothing, and they became billionaires. She was a millionaire to begin her life. So...
Well, it's not like she came out of the womb and they handed her millions of dollars.
I mean, I think they might have. Here's a million.
Her womb was made of millions of dollars.
Oh,
now, I'm not saying she's not a hustler and that she hasn't built a great team around her. And done and made the right moves and got very lucky, but I don't think it's self-made. Because if it was just herself, would she have made $1 billion? That's where I have the issue.
Had she not been doing anything and like it fell apart, we would have said, yep, she had it all and she screwed it up. And now she's taken to the next level and it's like, oh, well, look at the ramp she had to jump off of. I mean, she's in such a no-win situation. That's why I feel bad
for her.
That's
true.
She's in such a no-win situation. Because it was going to go either way. Either you screwed it up or, oh, well, it really wasn't you. It was your family.
Well, and that's the thing is I'm not trying to hold her family ties against her because, I mean, I applaud her. She's a female. She's now a billionaire.
Don't get me wrong. The family's nuts. Don't get me wrong. Family's crazy. But I'm just saying.
But I just don't know about the self-made part.
All right, 800.
That's why people are upset.
992-1099. Is she self-made or not? You can call us, text us, inbox the Facebook page, the Mark and Melanie Facebook page as well. Kylie Jenner, world's youngest billionaire. It's 99.5 QIK. All right, we're about 4 minutes away. We're going to play that Blake Shelton song. Need you to get your phones ready. Take that video, hit record during the Blake song, and post the video on your Facebook page. Tag 99.5 QIK. And the most interesting, most creative, most just unbelievable video, I'm going to give you tickets to the show. You'll be qualified for that backstage VIP Blake Shelton tomorrow night.
Oh, my gosh. It's so close.
Maybe best weekend ever. That could be a best weekend ever. That's bucket list stuff, having Blake sing to you privately. Man.
Yeah. All right,
so that's on the way. In just about 3.5 minutes, get ready to hear that Blake song and post that video on your Facebook page and tag 99.5QYK. Real quick, we're talking about Kylie Jenner. She's the world's youngest billionaire. She's 21. She knocked off, Mark Zuckerberg, who created or sort of created Facebook.
Sort of, yeah.
Maybe with those other Winklevoss twins.
He's the CEO of Facebook.
CEO. All right, so we're talking about, is she self-made? There's a huge controversy on social media if she's self-made or not. Barbara, what do you think?
More of a self-maintained billionaire.
That's not quite as catchy.
Held it steady billionaire. Gotcha.
She's managed to keep it together, but I don't think she made it herself. You know?
So she didn't screw it up, but she didn't exactly go next level with it.
Exactly.
Okay.
But she deserves props all around for being able to keep it. Because at that age, let's face it, most of us would blow it.
Totally.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, too, is it's like, you know, you got to give her some credit for being like, okay, I've got this. How do I get it bigger and snowball it? So I think she's got to get credit for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's see what Aaron has to say. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, yeah, so I think I give her a lot of props, and I think she took advantage of the situation, but I don't think she would be where she was if she didn't have her family. So I don't think it's really self-made, but I do think she definitely took what she was given and made a lot of it.
So I kind of knew 100%. Somebody was going to say this. I thought about this. Aaron, would you be where you are today without your family?
No, I'm a teacher. And to be honest, both my parents are teachers. And because of that, I owe a lot of that to them.
Right. And so I just don't, that's my whole thing is I think probably 90%, it's so hard to put a percentage on, but 90% of us are where we are because of what we were born into.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, absolutely. It's about the opportunities you're given.
This is like somehow she's getting richer for us just talking about her doing this.
Oh, probably.
Every time we say her name, she's like, cha-ching.
She's a multi-billionaire now.
Billionaire. All right, Blake Shelton shot at the song. It's next on QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. All right, here we go. Blake Shelton, start recording your videos.
Do it.
Make it fun. Make it entertaining. Post it to Facebook. Tag QYK.
Good luck.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
What you doing at the courthouse? 99.5 QYK.
All right, it's Thursday, which means Captain Chris is out running around Tampa Bay area courthouses. He gets in front of people who are about to walk in the courthouse with his microphone, and he's like, hey, can you tell me the story? What you doing at the courthouse?
Yeah, what you do to end up here?
Always get some very interesting perspectives. All right, he is there. He's got someone ready to talk to, and here we go.
What brings you out here to the courthouse today, my friend?
Bought a Jaguar with a supercharger and was out having a good weekend and got a little nutty on East Bay and sideways. And
little nutty and sideways on East Bay.
Not good.
That's
how does one get nutty and sideways?
Well, I believe
I'm intrigued.
There's probably some dashboard video of it actually somewhere.
People said I was driving like a maniac, which I honestly was.
People said.
And got a DUI and found some other stuff in the car. Paraphernalia.
Paraphernalia. Yeah. What kind of paraphernalia?
Just tobacco, smoke devices, you know.
Devices?
Just your regular, nothing.
This guy's devices. Well, I tell you, the judge is going to have a field day with this guy.
Oh,
can you
think?
Imagine this guy?
I mean, nothing crazy.
Right.
So, it was a pretty rough day. Wasn't a great day. It was a horrible day.
Yeah, okay.
Scary day. Sold the car.
I take it quickly after that?
Yeah, actually, the next week, I sold it.
Right.
So, it was gone. So, it was a bad luck mobile.
Bad luck mobile.
Oh, blame the car. Blame the car. That's
now, just dealing with this, and no license the first time since I'm 21 years old.
Well, he's just going to have to get a better story. I mean, it's just, first off, the judge isn't going to like the fact you go buy a supercharged
Jaguar,
and then you get sideways and nutty on East Bay. That was his. I got a little sideways and
he
nutty.
He was drunk and he admitted it. Oh my gosh, this guy.
Some paraphernalia, some tobacco, and other things.
Devices.
All right, going to be a fun day at the courthouses in Tampa Bay. Thank you to Captain Chris.
So bad for the judge.
Hard-hitting reporting.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. All right, so about 40 minutes ago, we've been going through Facebook. We played a Blake Shelton song, and we're trying to find somebody.
Yes.
Trying to find somebody to send backstage for a little VIP performance with Blake Shelton. So y'all heard the song. You posted videos of yourself singing along with the song that played on the air, 99.5 QYK, and you tagged the QYK Facebook page. So now we're going through Facebook and we're trying to be like, all right, so who like deserves to get the tickets to get qualified for this VIP backstage Blake Shelton performance?
I love watching the videos. They're so good.
Okay.
I mean, even if they're not good, you know what I mean? Even if they're not good singers, they're entertaining.
Yeah, I feel that way too. I feel like the ones that aren't good are really good. You know
right.
what I mean? Like
it almost makes them better.
Right. It's like the American Idol, like the performances in the beginning.
Yes.
To get on the show,
mm-hmm. like the
better.
William Hung,
they
or
throw
whatever.
You out. Yeah, it's great. All right, so here's a bunch of girls got together and they teamed up to do this, and they tagged us in the page. Here they were. All right, so that's a carpool version.
Seems like only one of them really knew the words, though.
Yeah. Then there's
but they were so cute.
Ron, this is Ron from yesterday, right?
No, same Ron that entered yesterday, but he did it again, and he said another day of butchering a Blake Shelton song for your listening pleasure is what he tagged it as.
It looks like he's back in the parking garage before he goes into work, yeah, which is where he was yesterday. All right, so here's Ron with today's song.
I'm gonna take a swing. Up on the spot and I'll find the money. You be the pretty and I'll be the funny. You plant the flowers, I'll plant the kisses. Baby, let's get right down to business.
He knows every word.
You hang the pictures, you hang the stars. You pick the pain, I'll pick the guitar.
Somebody said yesterday he, like, wasn't very good, but he's also not very bad.
Who said he wasn't good?
No, I just remember. Well, I don't.
Maybe, I think he's adorable.
Maybe it was me. I said someone. I don't know. It could have been me. I don't know who it was. I just remember someone like, he's not that good. But then I'm like, well, he's also not that bad either, right?
He's better than. I don't know. We've gone through so many videos. And
she's I'm not going there.
I'm just going to say
he's better
that
than.
He's,
I mean, never mind.
He's good.
All right, so keep the videos rolling in. We're still going through Facebook and looking and checking out the videos for the Blake Shelton song that we played at 7:30, and you guys interacting and singing along with that. The video yesterday was absolutely great of that woman.
Juliet,
and she's still messaging us. You should have seen what she had planned for today if she didn't win yesterday.
She had another thing planned.
She had another thing
gosh.
Ready. Well, she had the costume ready. She sent a message of it, and I was like, oh, boy. Well,
if you haven't seen the video, by the way, it's on Instagram, 99.5QYK. And this lady set up a bar. She's wearing a gown. She has a feathered boa on. She enlisted, I think, her grandchildren or something. It was next level. She had cutouts of Blake Shelton, life-size cutouts.
She got so drunk she couldn't even Uber to work. She just couldn't even go to work.
Like, so bad.
Yeah, all right. So,
that's so good.
We'll get a winner here in the next 10 to 15 minutes. We're still going through the videos. It's 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
Now, having a terrible wedding day could maybe be the best thing ever. I know you get anxiety thinking about that, Melanie, because you're planning one.
It's stressful planning, that's for sure.
We're going to tell you this story next on QYK. 99.5 QYK, it's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, Melanie, you're planning a wedding.
I am.
It's March 7th, 2019. You are having a 2019 wedding. What is your biggest fear, like one thing that you've thought about that you're like, this can't happen on my wedding day? Your biggest.
My biggest fear is that the entertainment somehow doesn't show up.
Like the band breaks up the day before, something like that.
Yeah, or they get really wasted on the way there or something, and then they can't perform. Because I just feel like that is such a major part of your day is the entertainment. So whether you have a DJ or a friend performing or a band, whatever you've got, I just feel like I'd be so bummed.
Okay, if that does happen, it could be a great thing. Oh, so maybe that's a good thing if it happens. And I say that because of this story about this couple, and they had the worst wedding day ever, but it turned out to be a positive.
Yeah, well, this was in the Oprah magazine.
Yeah.
And this girl, Rachel, was talking about how her wedding day was actually terrible. She said that she was sipping wine. So I guess they're Jewish and they weren't allowed to be drinking wine or something. And she was hiding it. And so the whole time she felt like she was doing something wrong. And then after that, they were putting her up in the chair and she felt like she was going to projectile vomit on all the guests.
Okay.
And she said, thankfully, she didn't, but she said the whole night she was just trying not to throw up. Right. She said it was actually a really, really awful wedding and experience. And she said that afterwards they went back to their room and her new husband was like, man, wasn't that the best party ever? And she was like, no, I wanted to projectile vomit the whole time. I'm so glad it's over. That was like the most stressful year of my life planning for it. And she said, really, the wedding was terrible. And now she's just glad it's over. And she said, ultimately, now she can look back and they laugh at the story. And it ended up being a really great thing that they bonded over.
It's a strange wedding where you can't drink wine. That's bizarre.
Yeah, I guess you're not supposed to drink under, quote, the wedding canopy. And she wrote in the article, she's like, sorry, Rabbi, but I guess she was. She was sneaking it under her dress. I don't know. No judgment.
This does sound like a cool woman, though. Like, I mean, there's something that, like, I could see maybe why you'd like to marry her. Like, sounds like there's no roles. And
sneaking it under her dress.
She looks at a wedding canopy and sees a challenge. You know what I mean? Like, I like this girl.
But it's a bummer that here she had planned this whole wedding, she said, for a year. It's like it consumed her,
right,
which it does a lot of brides.
She was sick the whole day because she drank too much.
And she drank too much and she was sick. And she said that ultimately it was not a great wedding, but it really brought her and her husband closer, and she's glad that it happened the way that it did because it's funny now.
And I like how she said, you know, looking back on it, I'm glad it happened because it made it funny. We have a great story.
Right.
So maybe when, like, you're leading up to your wedding and you said you're nervous about the entertainment.
Right.
Don't worry about it. If something goes crazy and wrong, that'll be a good thing. In the long run, it'll be a positive thing.
Right. Who knows? I feel like someone from some station will be there and then they'll become the entertainment. And
right.
You're right. It could just become a really funny thing.
I think, like you said, you were worried about the band showing up totally wasted from the night before. I'm like, that might be awesome. Like, I mean, I'm sure, like,
can you imagine?
Like, if band, DJ, whatever you do, like, that'll be great. But maybe if they're super hammered, like, off the chart, like, at a historical level, it's like, whoa, my wedding's trending now. Like, because look at these people. They're crazy. Like,
it goes viral.
Right. It goes viral. So maybe it's a good thing. And I do think people get too stressed out ahead of time. You know, somebody told me once, like, stress is just experiencing failure in advance. And I'm like, no, I buy into that. I see that. Because half the time when the bad thing happens and you're like, it's not even that bad. And sometimes it's like, oh my God, it's actually great.
It's kind of a blessing.
Yeah, it's kind of a blessing. So I think that's pretty cool. All right. So there you go. Get hammered at your wedding and get sick, but don't get sick and then laugh about it years later. There you go. That's our wedding. It's our wedding
advice.
That's
Rachel's advice.
There you go.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. All right. Earlier this morning, we played a Blake song at 7:30. All right. Yes. And so what we've been doing all week, the contest is when we play the Blake song at 7:30, you grab your phone, you hit record, and you do a video of you interacting, singing along, just having fun with the Blake song while it's playing live on 99.5 QYK.
Yep.
We've been doing this all week. We've gotten some just amazingly creative videos, like really creative stuff I couldn't even imagine.
No, not in my wildest dreams. Today there was one with a mask that looked like a murderer. It was kind of terrifying.
Yeah, it was a little creepy.
You just never know what people are going to do.
No. All right, so the winner this morning, this was very tough. And I'm telling you one thing, too. People have gotten really creative with filters and the songs in the background. Yeah. Really good. But Melanie was lobbying for this guy, Ron, yesterday, but he came in short yesterday because our winner yesterday was so good, Juliet.
Yeah.
But today, this was Ron's submission. Now, Melanie.
He knows every word.
You.
He's just so, it's just so cute because you can just tell, like, singing is not his thing, but he just wants to win the tickets. He's going into work. He's sitting in his car. You name the babies
and I'll name the dogs. It's pretty good. Yesterday, I'll just give you a little, this was his submission yesterday, which did not win.
You know I ain't good at this stuff. These feelings piling up won't give it no rest.
This might come out a little crazy, a little sideways,
yeah, maybe.
We actually have Ron on the phone.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, hey, Ron.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Hey, Ron.
I'm doing well. Hi, how's it going?
We're playing we're playing your talents.
My talent, thanks. Appreciate that.
So, Ron, congratulations. Oh, you've won tickets to the show today, buddy.
Yes, awesome. Thank you.
Got tickets to the show, which means you're in the running for the VIP backstage private performance from Blake Shelton tomorrow night.
In the parking garage. Oh, man. That's awesome.
So we got to ask, like, you know, you say you're sitting in the parking garage, you ready to go to work. What kind of work do you do?
I handle auto claims.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I was just curious. Like, I wonder if this has anything to do with the entertainment business or singing or anything, but it doesn't sound like it, right?
No, not even close.
Have any coworkers happen to walk past your car in the morning when you're sitting in there kind of filming yourself singing along to Blake Shelton?
Yes, actually, there are some people that do walk by and they kind of give me stares. It's kind of funny, but, you know, whatever.
Did you get any feedback from your video yesterday that you posted?
Yeah, I mean, I got some encouragement from some coworkers. I actually walked in and was telling them about it, and then they wanted me to play the video, so I played it for them, and they're like,
oh, Ron, I love it.
That is great.
And it paid off. Look, you're going to the concert.
That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Ron, you're a great sport, man. Enjoy the show tomorrow, and at 9:10 this morning, we'll announce who gets the backstage VIP from Blake, okay?
Sounds good. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. I'm just curious. Like, if you get it, like, who would you take with you, the backstage VIP?
My wife.
Okay. Yes.
Solid choice.
Good choice. Yeah, I would imagine she's She's first on the list, right? All right, Ron, hang on a second, okay, buddy?
We'll see you out there.
Yeah, sure.
All right, there you go. There's Ron, today's winner, and 910. We'll get the grand
prize. My wife, yeah.
I love it. Like, yeah, he went into work, and people are like, come on, man, play us the video. Let's see it. He's like, okay. Good job, Ron. Grand prize winner coming up at 910, 99.5 QIK. Kenny Chesney.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
There's Kenny, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. Oh, I just said that. Tampa Bay's morning crew. I'm repeating myself this morning. All right.
All good.
Alex Trebek. You know, I saw this yesterday. I was like, this is a sad story.
It really is.
Then I heard his, I don't know what you want to call it. His announcement, I guess. And I was like, you know what? This is not a sad story. This is uplifting.
Yeah, you can't be sad if he's not sad, because he's the one who now has stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
Alex Trebek from Jeopardy just found this out and immediately made the announcement. Here it is.
Just like 50,000 other people in the United States each year, this week I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Now, normally the prognosis for this is not very encouraging, but I'm going to fight this. I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease. Truth told, I have to, because under the terms of my contract.
He's got 3 years left on his deal. So
that's he made light of the situation.
Sure. He did. And, you know, what can you say? Like, his spirit, you can hear it there. You know, and this is what I love about Alex Trebek, because I watched this documentary on him. You know how he talks there? It sounds like he's on Jeopardy.
Yeah, he sounds exactly the same.
Actually, how he talks in real life. Like, he is the same guy. He never put on a show business face or a show business voice.
Yeah.
It was always just, that's Alex Trebek.
He's got a good voice.
Yeah. And so, you know, the fight is on. That is a very, very tough fight. Pancreatic cancer.
Yeah, but thoughts and prayers going out to him. Obviously, grew up watching him, and he's just got the best attitude.
Yeah, early this morning, too, there's other game show host that have come out and have wished him the best. So the whole community gathering around him. And, you know, I just think the thing about him that was so interesting is that he just found out 3 days ago. And sometimes you'll hear about, I was diagnosed 3 months ago last year, and I just needed time. He immediately went and made the announcement to his audience, to his fans, friends, family, and everybody. So
I think that's the best thing to do, too, because now other people who maybe haven't gotten checked out go, okay, that was a reminder. So The sooner he did it, the more he can help people out.
This this meme popped up this morning, and I thought it was really good because it was positive, and it was done in Jeopardy theme, and it was like, they had Alex as he was a contestant.
Mm-hmm.
And he was sitting there, and then the thing was, what are you going to do? Things you'll do next. And then he answered, kick cancer's ass?
Oh,
and
so yes, I love that.
It was such a cool meme. So a lot of positivity going around. And yeah, man, all of our great vibes heading over to Alex Trebek right now.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. We got to give a big congratulations to Teresa, who I'm imagining this probably is on her bucket list. Backstage performance, Blake Shelton tomorrow night, Emily.
I'm so excited for her.
Teresa is, she was our winner on Tuesday.
Yep.
She did a video of her. She actually did two videos. She's like a nurse. I mean, she's in the medical field because she was in Scrubs and she was giving somebody injections during the Blake Shelton song.
I was so surprised when I saw her entry because, I mean, she was actually giving someone a shot while singing Blake Shelton, and she even put cowboy boots on over her scrub.
Yeah, the patient was really happy and really having a good time. The next day, she turned her entire office into a tiki bar, which was very, very creative, and she just looked like she was having an absolute blast. So, Teresa, you're going to the show. You were going anyway, but now backstage, Blake Shelton singing to you in a little VIP performance.
Once in a lifetime. I'm excited for her because, you know, we don't even get this.
Oh, there's no way we're getting this.
Yeah, we're going to the show, but we don't get to go backstage and see Blake Shelton and have him do a private performance.
Teresa, congratulations. Now you get the hard part. You got to take somebody with you and you got to go through your friends list and see what you want to do with that. Maybe, hopefully you're married or you got a boyfriend or something and that's an easy pick. But if not, decisions.
It's gonna be a battle.
Congrats, Teresa. Good work.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.